We see much suffering and evil in our world, from wars between Russia and Ukraine to Hamas and Israel. We experience disinformation campaigns, distortion of truth, and propaganda from political and corporate organizations. We are aware of how people demonize people rather than their ideas. We watch on television and social media the suffering of millions of migrating people seeking to escape violence and poverty. With so much evil and suffering, we wonder if God cares. Our faith can be challenged. In the Old Testament, we read the story about Job, a respected elder and wisdom figure. The story has Satan requesting God's permission to try Job's faith. God agrees. As the story progresses, Job experiences various kinds of sufferings and tragedy, but doesn't lose faith. His friends try to explain to Job why he is suffering. It must have been something he did. But Job, a good man, knows that he has been faithful to God. After the temptations cease, Job and God have a conversation. Job asked where God was while Job suffered. God answered, "Who shut the doors to the sea when it burst forth from the womb? When I set limits for the sea and fastened the bar of its door?" In other words, God is powerful, but his ways are inscrutable to people. Job finally stops questioning God. He understands he would need to be equal to God to know why God allows such things. Job understands he cannot know the mind of God. The Lord gives, the Lord takes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the final analysis, we know by faith and by good gifts we have received that God is love. But we do not understand the mind of God. We turn to the gospel. Jesus' disciples are on the sea in a violent storm. They are fearful they will drown. The boat throughout the history of the church has been a symbol of the church. There have been many storms that have rocked the boat of Peter. There have been various heresies, bad popes, and breakaway groups from the church. Even today, there are those within the church who challenge the pope's authority or deny the validity of the Second Vatican Council. They may not like the church's position on pro-life or welcoming people with a gay or lesbian orientation. They resist the church's teaching of caring for the natural world, as found in the pope's encyclical Laudato Si. Amid the storms of life, God is present. In the responsorial psalm we prayed, "His command raised a storm wind, which tossed on high the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven, they sank to the depths, their hearts melted away. In their plight, they cried out to the Lord in their distress. From their straits, he rescued them. He hushed the storm to a gentle breeze, and the sea waves were still. They rejoiced that they were calmed, and he brought them to their desired haven." The disciples on the stormy sea, and perhaps members of the church today, cry out, "Teacher, do you not care? We are perishing." Then in the middle of the storm, we hear Jesus asking us, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? Don't panic. Move forward." Jesus calmed the stormy sea for his disciples, but for many today, the storms of life persist and are unending. Their faith in God is challenged. We do not understand how or why people experience evil, suffering, and tragedy. But we trust God will bring all things to good and ultimately calm the storms of their lives. We acknowledge that God is God. We are not God. Amid the storms that rock our lives in the church, we are confident in God's faithfulness to us. We will emerge from the storm. We do not need to panic. God will bring us into His peace and love, even if beyond this life. We trust God's absolute love. For people of faith, this is all we need to know. But for those without faith, this answer is no answer. We may be tempted to ask God if God cares. We may think we are perishing. Yet we also know that our limited minds cannot understand the mind of God. Will the evil, suffering, tragedy, and even disinformation shake our faith in God? Or will we remain firm, as did Job? We hear Jesus saying to us, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?"